From the shadows of the old forest to the light of Tom Bombadil's house, today we explore the magic that a new mysterious character brings to Middle-earth. I'm Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer. This is episode number 161 of Lore of the Rings, where we wander the world and works of J.R.R. Tolkien. Join me as we explore the Fellowship of the Ring, Chapter 7, in the house of Tom Bombadil. Now, let's wander. Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. It's been a while, so let's take a look at the map and get our bearings for today's tale. We are exploring the third age of Middle-earth. Frodo and his companions have left the Shire with the One Ring. They intend to find Gandalf at the village of Bree, and from there head to Rivendell. Because of the Black Riders, they have taken an odd road through the Old Forest. There, they almost become victims to Old Man Willow, but were suddenly saved by the inexplicable Tom Bombadil. Tom has invited them to lodge at his home, which is on the east side of the Old Forest. He's gone on ahead to prepare for them. Night has fallen as the hobbits reach Tom's home, but they are bathed in golden light as the door to his cottage opens. And that is where we pick up the story. We'll be wandering the first few pages of Chapter 7 from Fellowship of the Ring, titled In the House of Tom Bombadil. That chapter opens with the hobbits stepping over the threshold of the home, where the brightness of the light provides a stark contrast to the deep night from which they escaped. And the centerpiece of this light is someone the hobbits never expected to meet. Sitting across from them is a woman. Let's read this description of her. As I do, look for clues like colors and natural elements that are repeated. Quote, her long yellow hair rippled down from her shoulders. Her gown was green, green as young reeds, shot with silver like beads of dew. And her belt was of gold, shaped like a chain of flag lilies set with the pale blue eyes of forget-me-nots. About her feet in wide vessels of green and brown earthenware, white water lilies were floating, so that she seemed to be enthroned in the midst of a pool. What colors did you hear there? The repeated colors include gold, yellow, and green. Also note the references to a particular element of nature, reeds, which grow by water, beads of dew, water lilies, even surrounded by vessels filled with water. Indeed, she seems to be, quote, enthroned in the midst of a pool. All of these references to water lead us to know that this woman is the river daughter from Tom's songs as he came trancing through the forest. But those aren't the only connections to this woman and water. When she moves, her gown rustles, quote, softly like the wind in the flowering borders of a river. Later that night, after she says goodnight to the hobbits, quote, the sound of her footsteps was like a stream falling gently away downhill over cool stones in the quiet of the night. And perhaps you remember this reference from the previous chapter, when the hobbits approach the house at night. A second voice joins Tom singing, and this second voice is described as, quote, the song of a glad water flowing down into the night from a bright morning in the hills. It comes as no surprise then that when the woman gives her name to the hobbits, she introduces herself as, quote, Goldberry, daughter of the river. What does that mean exactly, daughter of the river? Who is she? The hobbits have a calm and reassuring feeling about her. Although surprised and unprepared, they feel like they've been met by, quote, a fair young elf queen, clad in living flowers. And yet she's not an elf. Frodo has spent time with elves and can recognize their power and immortality by the feelings they invoke in him. Yet this woman is different. Quote, the spell that was now laid upon him was different. Less keen and lofty was the delight, but deeper and nearer to mortal heart. Marvelous and yet not strange. These contradicting descriptions of her make it difficult to categorize exactly where Goldberry fits within the various species of Middle-earth. She has the mirth, laughter, and wisdom of the elves, and yet she delights in the simple things in life, like a hobbit, and feels nearer to Frodo to be of mortal kind than immortal. This unique characteristic of not being able to quite explain exactly what Goldberry is something she shares with Tom, and we'll see this idea pop up a few times in this chapter. And that leads me to a major question that Frodo poses to Goldberry. Who is Tom Bombadil? Before we get to Goldberry's answer, I invite you to leave a 5-star rating for this episode. Like the hobbits in the Old Forest, those untapped stars are left in darkness, but you can shed light like Goldberry and tap that 5th star and spread light over the path of another weary wanderer of Middle-earth. So who is Tom Bombadil? You may be getting a little tired of that question. In that question, I see at least 2 ironies. The first is that it reveals Tolkien's writing style. Tolkien's method was not to have a deeply thought-out outline and plan for his stories, although he did occasionally sketch out his ideas, but even those were quick notes, almost as if they were spur-of-the-moment type of outlines, not something he meticulously pored over before writing the story. Rather, Tolkien wandered as he wrote, and wrote as he wandered. In his letter to his publisher, Milton Waldman, he would say that he felt like he was recording something that had actually happened, as if he were discovering a true history, and was simply the recorder or translator of that record. As such, that led him to simply write and be surprised by the characters and events that came from his pen. Tom Bombadil is one of these. While Tom had appeared in various other tales that Tolkien had written, he may have been just as surprised as you or I to suddenly find Tom bouncing along the path in the forest to save those hobbits. And yet, there he was, so Tolkien wrote it. But that doesn't mean that he understood it, or that he explained it. Who exactly Tom is remains a mystery for Tolkien, scholars, and fans altogether. The second irony in this question of who Tom Bombadil is that it is the inverse to nearly every chapter from Tolkien's first novel, The Hobbit. Longtime listeners are familiar with my chapter-by-chapter breakdowns of The Hobbit. I'll be the first to say my appreciation for that work of literary art really deepened in that exploration. One of the common themes in nearly every chapter is the question of, what is a hobbit? From the dwarves, to the trolls, to the elves, to the men of Lake Town, and even to Gollum, none of them had encountered a hobbit before. To them, and to us as readers, seeing a hobbit was a new experience. Not so in Lord of the Rings. Here the hobbits are asking the questions. What is the Old Forest? Who are the Black Riders? Who is Tom Bombadil? I see in these questions an inversion of that theme from The Hobbit, and it allows us to explore the deeper corners of Middle-earth as a whole. Tom's own songs about himself seem to give an answer. As the hobbits speak with Goldberry, they hear snatches of Tom's songs. And they often hear these lines, quote, "Old Tom Bombadil is a merry fellow. Bright blue his jacket is, and his boots are yellow." Well, there you have it. Tom answers the question for us. He simply is a happy guy with a blue jacket and yellow boots. That description seems to be enough for Tom to share who he is, but not for Frodo and not for us. We'll see what Goldberry has to say, and her answer may be just as unhelpful as Tom's. You can decide after this short break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to TalkSpace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at TalkSpace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at TalkSpace.com.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Frodo poses our meddlesome question to Goldberry thus, quote, "Tell me, if my asking does not seem foolish, who is Tom Bombadil?" Goldberry has a simple two-word response, quote, "He is." She smiles and goes about her work as if that answer is sufficient. But is it, though? Tom is. He exists. He is a being. He's alive. That's about as simple as it gets. I'm sure Tolkien, as a devout Catholic, was familiar with the Bible story about the burning bush, from which the voice of God replied to Moses, quote, "I am that I am," and even Jesus Christ in the New Testament saying, quote, "I am." While Tolkien may have been inspired by the double simplicity and profundity of these statements, I don't think he intended for Tom to be a Christ-like representation in Middle-earth. No, he detested that level of direct allegory. But rather, that statement again reveals the difficulty of explaining exactly who Tom is. But Frodo doesn't take it. He's confused, and so Goldberry adds a little more. Quote, "He is as you have seen him." That answer seems to match with Tom's. He's a merry fellow with a blue jacket and yellow boots. But even that doesn't satisfy Frodo's curiosity. And so she provides a little more. Quote, "He is the master of wood, water, and hill." Frodo confuses the concept of master and that of owner, which Goldberry corrects. Tom is not the master because he owns the lands. He is the master because he has never been caught. And notice the sequencing of places where Tom has not been caught. Quote, "walking in the forest, wading in the water, and leaping on the hilltops." Ah, remember that pattern. Forest, water, hill. This is the second time we've heard that sequence, and it will come up again later. But also, Tom leaps, quote, "under light and shadow." Again, there's a blending of contradictory statements. Is Tom a being of light or of shadow? We can't quite pin him down. Are you as unsatisfied as I am with these answers to the question of who Tom is? Well, let me provide you with another motif through this chapter that may or may not shed light on an exact answer. This one has to do with colors. We know from the last chapter that Tom is heavily associated with blue. Indeed, his favorite song line is about his blue jacket, but he also has yellow boots. And from the beginning of this chapter and from the last, we see how heavily associated Goldberry is with the color yellow. Now, here's an interesting fact. What color do you get when you blend blue and yellow together? Those primary colors, when mixed, make green. Does green pop up in this chapter anywhere? Why, yes. Tom has prepared baths and beds for the hobbits. In their bathing area, the walls are, quote, "covered with green hanging mats," and the stone floor is covered with, quote, "green rushes." Next to each of the four prepared beds sits a pair of, quote, "soft green slippers," ready to soothe sore hobbit feet. The color green in this chapter suggests to me that in order to understand Tom the blue, you need to also understand Goldberry the yellow, and specifically, how they blend together. Tom cannot be understood on his own, and neither can Goldberry, for these two merry spirits complement each other. We'll explore more of that in the next episode. But before we leave, remember this line from Goldberry, quote, "Tom is master of wood, water, and hill." We'll dig deeper on that next time, too. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.